The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Everyone, so glad you could join us right here on Forever Young. If by chance you've just come across our show on the traditional radio dial, our podcast platform, or Sirius XM, welcome to the program. For well over two decades, our mission on Forever Young has always been to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. Now you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, watch our videos, and make sure to visit our radio page to get more information on what we'll be covering today.
You got it, Dr. Mark. It's great to be with you. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How about you?
Doing great. We're going to have a good show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of algae, everything you need to know from different forms, where it comes from, the benefits. So really great program today. But excited for listeners who are catching us for the first time to check out americasnaturaldoctor.com. We have over 270 podcasts that we've put together, 8 pages of helpful educational articles, Dr. Mark, that you've put together, including the big one on quercetin, which has had over 100,000 reads just in the last few weeks. I highly encourage people to go to americasnaturaldoctor.com and click on the health breakthroughs to learn more. Before we get started, Dr. Mark, we always share a new fresh article that we can share with our listeners each and every week in the beginning of every hour. You recently wrote one on autoimmunity and autoimmune diseases. Can you share a little bit more on that, Dr. Mark? Because we have seen an uptick and an uprise, especially in the last 5 to 10 years.
Oh, it's really true. There's so many Americans who have an autoimmune disease. A lot of people don't even know they have one. They haven't been diagnosed, but it's been estimated about 50 million Americans have an autoimmune disease, and that's where your immune system attacks your own tissue, sees it as like a foreign invader. So there's an imbalance going on in terms of how the immune system is reacting. You know, and shockingly, it's one of the top 10 leading causes of death in women and female children. So it's a very, very serious thing, which, you know, a lot of people are affected by. Now, in integrative medicine, we're always trying to treat the root causes or triggers of why someone gets an autoimmune disease. Certainly you could have, you know, genetic susceptibility, but that does not explain a lot of the cases that people have. You know, there's about 100 different autoimmune diseases, at least. There may be more, but people probably have heard of rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, psoriasis, fibromyalgia, lupus, type 1 diabetes, Sjögren's syndrome, Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So there's many, many, you know, autoimmune conditions, and it's thought with the modern diet, with the toxins in the environment, the stress, people harboring chronic infections, it's really triggering a lot of these autoimmune problems.
Right, and you see so many. I mean, half of those that you mentioned, does a lot of it have to do with genetics? Because I have a family history of autoimmune conditions. I would say 4 of what you just mentioned, family members have. So what do people do, Dr. Mark, when someone comes in, you're figuring this out that they're having these issues? What's the workaround? Do you put them on a new routine? Do you take things out of their diet? Do you conduct a blood test? What's kind of the way to go with it when you're trying to monitor that stuff?
Yeah, it's thought about 20% of autoimmune diseases, you know, have a very close genetic cause. That means there's a lot that aren't. So yeah, what we do is work at the deepest levels as to why their immune system's going awry. Haywire, so to speak. So we definitely usually have to change their diet, get them on an anti-inflammatory diet, like a modified Mediterranean diet. We need to repair their digestive tract because that's where 70% of your immune system is. So if you have problems in the digestive tract, like an imbalance in your microbiome, you have infections in your gut you're not aware of, you need to improve the lining of the small intestine where the absorption takes place. That's very fundamental to treating autoimmune diseases long term. Identifying and detoxifying substances which trigger autoimmunity, and that can range from heavy metals like lead and mercury to things like pesticides or depending on what chemical someone's been exposed to in their life. Another big one we see is hormone imbalance. Stress hormone imbalance. Your stress hormones play a major role in regulating your immune system. So if your stress hormones are out of balance, your immune system's not going to work properly. You know, also middle-aged women are much more susceptible to autoimmune diseases, and there's good research showing that the estrogen-progesterone balance is very, very important. So those are some things we look at. We do very specific testing. You know, gluten allergy, gluten sensitivities connected to a lot of autoimmune diseases. Modern studies have shown, so we look at that. And then we also use a lot of different supplements. I know with our patients, because all of them are suffering from inflammation and pain, we'll use our turmeric and MSM wellness. That's a great product, very highly absorbed, to reduce inflammation and pain. I like our collagen boost because as a type of type 2 collagen, actually shown to help the connective tissue and cartilage, but it also calms down the immune response to the tissue. It helps with the T regulatory cells. So it's a very, very interesting mechanism that's been studied. High dose omega-3s like our fish oil plus, very important in the long run to quench inflammation. And a lot of our patients, we also put on our Inflam Fighter. You know, we want to reduce that inflammation, support the detox pathways, support the health of the digestive system.
Great information. And listeners can go over to our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com, click on the health breakthroughs, read this fantastic article, and learn much more. We'll be right back after the break, so stick with us. Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Welcome back to the show today, listeners. We have a wonderful show planned for you today. We are going to share with you everything you need to know about algae. And to do that, we've brought on somebody who has engulfed herself in her life in understanding everything you need to know about it. Dr. Mark, who do we have on the show today?
Yeah, we have Catherine Arnston, and she's the founder and CEO of Energy Bits. And she's an expert on the health benefits of algae. A lot of people have heard the term algae as a superfood, but most people don't really understand what it is and the best way to use it. But she has a passion for algae. It's very contagious, her passion, and she's been a speaker at hundreds of conferences, podcasts, broadcasts, and national television, where her scientific fluency allows her to explain algae with such simplicity and clarity. Quickly becomes obvious why algae is something we all urgently need. So algae is the most nutritionally dense food in the world, yet again, most people don't know much about it outside of Asia. And Catherine's mission is to change that. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mark. I am delighted to be the spokesperson for algae. It's been here for 4 billion years, and it's time someone took some paid some attention to it.
I took some time. I listened to some of your podcasts that you've done with other people. Wonderful information. And to talk to somebody that made it on Shark Tank, pretty awesome. How was that experience?
Yeah, that was a fun experience. It was almost a full-time job getting on the show, but it was a great experience, and it gave me a lot of credibility and visibility. They've aired my segment, I think, about 25 times. So I'm starting to get noticed wherever I go.
Yeah, congratulations on that. On a deeper level, though, what interests you in algae, not as, hey, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to share this with the world. It was more of a personal note. So what made you start really researching superfood and in the form of algae, if you don't mind sharing with our listeners? We like to get to know our guests a little bit better.
Absolutely, and great question. Thank you for asking. Algae is an unusual thing right now. Hopefully in 10 years, it won't be considered unusual. But I have an MBA from a university in Canada. I'm Canadian, although I've lived in Boston 33 years. And I had a corporate career that I was quite happy with. And then out of the blue, 13 years ago, my younger sister, who I'm very close to, developed breast cancer. Now, the first thing I want people to know is that she did recover. She is 11 years cancer-free. So that's the most important news. But when she went for her visit with her oncologist before starting her chemo therapy, her oncologist, which is a cancer specialist, recommended that she change her diet to an alkaline diet because she said it would help with her healing. Now, they didn't tell her what an alkaline diet was or why it was particularly good for her. So the first call she made when she got home that day was me, because I'm her big sister who loves her. So just a very good researcher. I can find out anything. So I said, hey, I have no idea what this alkaline diet stuff is, but I will find out and we will do whatever needs to be done. So off to the internet I went, and anyone can Google alkaline diet. And it turned out that an alkaline diet was predominantly a plant-based diet because of the chlorophyll and the phytonutrients that have been proven for decades by science to build your immune system. So I read a lot of papers. I ended up reading probably 8 or 10 books, about 200 scientific papers. I made some food recommendations for her, which she followed, to her credit. She did go through chemo, and she could completely heal. And we celebrate her being cancer-free every year. Now, in the process of helping her, however, I started learning about plant-based nutrition. Now, you have to remember, this was 13 years ago. It was not discussed, was not mainstream at all. Nobody was talking about plant-based nutrition 13 years ago. So that, man, you know, this stuff is pretty powerful. Somebody needs to tell the world. So I'm just a very passionate, action-oriented individual. I love solving problems. I thought, well, I have no idea how I'm going to do it or what I'm going to do, but I'm going to give it a try. So if I can save at least one more person, it will be worth the effort. So I gave up my corporate career. I needed some kind of education. So I enrolled myself in a school in New York called the School for Integrative Nutrition, which gave me a health coaching certificate. It was only a one-year program. And then, armed with that, I put my own curriculum together, and I taught plant-based nutrition at corporations and hospitals for free, basically anywhere anyone would let me in.
Wow.
And this is where my epiphany happened that truly led me back to algae. So my epiphany was this, and I'm sure your listeners will appreciate this. When I was telling people the importance of eating more vegetables, I wasn't telling them anything new. Our mothers have been telling us to eat our vegetables since we were kids, right? But what I did learn was that there were, even though people knew what they should do, there were just too many obstacles. Let's face it, vegetables are heavy. They are heavy to carry home from the grocery store. They take a lot of room up in your fridge. They take a long time to cook, to clean, to eat. Men and children are notorious for not wanting to eat vegetables. So there were just all these obstacles. I thought, okay, I've seen the science. I know what plant-based nutrition does for people. If I can't get them to eat vegetables, I need to find something that's fast and easy so they can get the same nutrition that's in the vegetables without any effort. So back to everything I found for my sister. It took months. I was lifting the hood, doing deep dives and everything. And then I got to the algae. And that's when the miracle happened. And that's when I realized I had discovered the most amazing thing that could easily and effortlessly transform people's health by providing them with the green nutrition that they need in seconds with no work. And here's why. First of all, algae is the most alkaline food in the world, which got me started on this whole journey. Number two, algae is the most nutrient-dense food in the world. Now, your listeners probably only think about algae as being pond scum or some algae bloom in the ocean that messes up their desire to go to the beach. I'm here to assure you that those algae do exist, but the ones we're going to talk about today, spirulina and chlorella, which are harvested, in fresh water as food. Yes, they're no different than kale or broccoli. They're grown like hydroponically. These are the most nutritionally dense food in the world. And that's not my opinion. Even NASA says 1 gram of algae, spirulina algae, for example, has the same nutrition as 1,000 grams of fruits or vegetables. 1 to 1,000. That is extraordinary. And the reason why it can be that concentrated is because this is microalgae. We're going to talk about macroalgae a bit as well. But microalgae is called microalgae because it's microscopic in size. Something like 1 million of these cells would fit on the head of a pin. So that's how tiny they are. So when you think about the concentration of nutrition from that many poured into these tiny little tablets that we sell, you can start to understand why each one of these tablets has the same nutrition as an entire plate of vegetables effortlessly, because you just swallow them or chew them. So let's circle back. It's alkaline, nutrient dense. It also has the highest concentration of protein in the world. 1974, the United Nations had a global conference on spirulina, declared it the answer to world hunger because it had the highest concentration of protein in the world and is a sustainable crop. When you see pictures of those children with the distended stomach, that's indicative of a protein shortage. So if we can get algae, which is grown organically and sustainably, into these different countries of the world, we can stop world hunger. But the fact that it has 3 times the amount of protein as steak or chicken or anything is remarkable. And not only that, it is also, in addition to being nutrient dense, it is the most studied food in the world. So I want people to know, I'm not making these things up. Algae has been studied for over 100 years, and there are about 40,000 studies on chlorella algae, which we're going to talk about. It's a wellness algae, and about 60,000 studies on spirulina, which we're going to talk about because it's an energizing and nourishing algae. So that's a big number. 100,000 is a big number. That's not 5 or 10 or 20 or 100 or 1,000. 100,000 means there's so much science about this that the things I'm going to tell you about are almost irrefutable. It's been so restudied by all around the world. So, but the problem is, here's the big problem. Scientists like to talk to other scientists. They don't know how to talk to us mere mortals. So all of this science knowledge about algae has not made its way out to the public domain. I'm the first person that's really dug into these scientific studies and rewritten them in ways that make it easy to understand why this stuff works so well. So, and I really enjoy doing that. So that's another key thing. And the final thing is, algae isn't new. It's just new to you. 300 years ago in Mexico, the Aztecs used it, the Egyptians used it, and most notably, for the last 75 years, everyone in Asia has been taking algae. The Japanese do not leave their house without taking chlorella algae. We're going to talk about this in a minute. Chlorella algae builds your immune system, but chlorella helps them with having the longest, best longevity, the lowest cancer rates, the lowest obesity rates, great skin and hair. It's crazy what this stuff does. So it's not new. It's been used in Asia safely, consistently for 75 years, and it's a multi-billion, that's with a B, multi-billion dollar agricultural crop there. It's almost as big as the beef industry is here. So you can imagine me 13 years ago learning all this about algae, documented by science, endorsed by international agencies, the most nutrient-dense food in the world, safest food in the world, used safely in other parts of the world. Why don't people here know about it? And I realize it's because, A, the quality was really poor. It mostly came from China, and we addressed that. B, the packaging was weird because it's all grown in Asia, and that's where 99% of their customers are. So they've never repackaged it for the consumers here in North America and to make it a little bit more consumer friendly. And no one has educated anybody here about what it does and why it does what it does.
Yeah, we got to run off to a quick break. We're against the clock. But when we come back, we're going to pick up on all of that great information and change the education that people have been lacking when it comes to algae. Stick with us.
Exactly.
In the meantime, if you get lost along the way, visit us at americasnaturaldoctors.com.
Staying healthy has never been more important.
And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, so grateful you join us each and every week right here on Forever Young, being joined by America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Spangler, and our very special guest, the CEO of Energy Bits, Catherine Arnsten. So fun to talk to someone who knows their craft, has really investigated the ins and outs of algae. So now let's pick up. I know you had some questions on the last segment, so I'm going to pass it to you, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, Catherine, I think a lot of people out there have heard, obviously, the term algae. They don't really understand exactly what it is. Matter of fact, if you talk to a lot of doctors, they can't really define what it is either. It's kind of a unique organism. Tell us more about algae and the kinds you like to use, you know, as for foods.
Yes, absolutely. Great question. And it is confusing. I'm here to help, you know, help people understand it. So algae, first of all, is the first life on Earth, and it was started up 4 billion years ago. Before algae, there was no life on Earth. It was just gas and water. And algae releases so much oxygen on Earth that after a billion years, other life forms could grow. Spirulina was the first algae to grow, then chlorella, and then other life forms, and then, you know, I think 3 billion years later, we humans showed up. But it was the first life form on America, and it's still, or on the Earth, and it's still here. That being said, algae is everywhere. And there's two main types of algae, and I'm going to explain the two of them, and then we'll dig into the ones that we're going to discuss mostly. So algae is its own food category. It's not a fruit, and it's technically not a plant because it started in the ocean. But the two main types are macroalgae and microalgae. Macroalgae is that big stringy stuff that washes up on shore, also known as seaweed, dulse, kelp. And it's very valuable because it has lots of fiber, and it usually has iodine because it has come from the ocean. But there's virtually no nutrition in it. So, you know, I eat kelp noodles, and I can eat a whole bag for 5 calories, and there's virtually no nutrition in it. But it's still good for you. But we're not talking about macroalgae today. We're talking about microalgae, which, as I mentioned before, is called microalgae because it's microscopic in size. And microalgae is everywhere. It's in the rivers, the lakes, the streams, the oceans, the soil, your swimming pool, your aquarium. And there are tens of thousands of strains of microalgae. Now, there's two main strains. One main strain is called blue-green algae, and another one is called green algae. Now, the reason why they're called blue-green or green is that blue-green has two pigments in it. It has a blue one called phycocyanin, which most people will never know about or probably can never spell. And the other one you're probably familiar with is chlorophyll, which is the green pigment. Chlorophyll is what makes plants green. So again, tens of thousands of blue-green and green, and some of those are in the ocean. That's where those, if you read online about a blue-green algae bloom causing, you know, issues, Yes, but it's not the one that we're going to talk about. The type of blue-green algae that is harvested in fresh water, I need to emphasize that again, fresh water, does not come from the ocean, is spirulina. And the green algae that is harvested in fresh water is chlorella. Now, these are the two algae that we grow. And if you go to anywhere, Target, Whole Foods, it doesn't matter, all of the algae that you see for sale is spirulina or chlorella, and they are all grown in fresh water. There's a big difference in the way that they're grown, and we're known for being the highest quality, safest, purest, toxin-free algae because of the different things that we do, and we can address that later on. But I do want people to understand that spirulina and chlorella are just two of thousands of strains of algae, but they are the two that are harvested as food crops. They're no different than kale or broccoli or lettuce that are grown in water. It's called hydroponically. Now that we know there's these two main algae, they are different. They're as different from each other as night from day. Let's take the first one, spirulina, a blue-green algae. Well, we call our spirulina energy bits because spirulina gives you energy. We thought that might be easier for people to understand and to remember. Well, it has the highest concentration of protein in the world, as I mentioned earlier, but the key here is all that protein is already in amino acid form, individual aminos, which means your body does not have to exert any energy to get access to it, and they get the aminos instantly. When you eat animal protein, it can take 2 to 3 days for your body to break down that animal protein into amino acids. And during that process, you probably don't have all the what's called factors and cofactors that help you absorb it. So not only does it take 2 or 3 days, you end up only with about 10% of it as amino acids. When you have spirulina, because it's already in amino acid form, your body gets all the aminos instantly with no waste. So it's like 99% bioavailable. The other cool thing is that spirulina is technically a bacteria. It does not have a cellulose wall. The importance for that is there's nothing, again, for your body to have to work at to break down to get access to all the aminos. So all of this rich amino acids are absorbed into your bloodstream instantly if you chew them. Most people don't, though. I will admit the only downside to spirulina is it doesn't taste very good. So we strongly recommend you swallow them or add them to smoothies. But what else gives you energy is the fact that spirulina is loaded with all the B vitamins, every single B vitamin. B vitamins take glucose and aminos and convert them into energy. So now you've got all this great amino acids. They're converting nicely because of the B vitamins. Spirulina is also loaded with iron, which carries oxygen, and that gives you energy. It's also what's called a vasodilator. It releases nitric oxide. And what that does is it opens up your blood vessels so that blood can flow faster and bring more oxygen and nutrients to your brain and to your body, and that gives you energy. It also is loaded with essential fatty acids like omega-3 and another one called GLA, which helps with your brain thought. So it's not just physical energy, it's mental energy. It helps with your acute thinking. It has boron, which helps with the thoughts and your synapses and your coordination. So all of these things, plus it has 40 other vitamins and minerals, all the electrolytes you need. It's a true symphony of nutrition. I tell people, you know, if you take supplements, that's like listening to a third grade soloist. But when you take algae, because it's food and it's the most nutrient dense food in the world, you're getting the full harmony and integration of all these different nutrients, some that we know about, some that we are still learning about. And collectively, they give you all the nutrients you need to have energy, to have your energy, your mental acuity, and to satisfy your hunger. I didn't mention there's only 1 calorie per tablet. We sell ours in tiny little tablets that you can chew, swallow, or add to smoothies. And they're ketogenic, 0 carbs. It's hard to believe that something so amazing exists, but it does. And it's got all this rich protein, all these 40 vitamins and minerals, and it's effortless. So I'm pretty excited to have people try spirulina. But let's switch over to chlorella. Now, spirulina, as I mentioned, is an energizing algae that satisfies your hunger and nourishes your body. Chlorella is a completely different algae. It's a wellness and health algae. And the reason for that is it has the highest concentration of chlorophyll in the world. Spirulina has the highest protein in the world. Chlorella has the highest chlorophyll in the world. It has 500 times more chlorophyll than arugula, 25 times more chlorophyll than even liquid chlorophyll. What does chlorophyll do?
so many things. If you look on our website or if you go online, you'll see that the chlorophyll chemical molecule is virtually identical to the chemical composition of your hemoglobin. That's why chlorophyll has been used for centuries when people are having injuries up until the last 50 years when they switched over. It builds your blood because it's virtually identical to your blood. So that's number one. Even in World War II, if they ran out of blood for transfusions for the injured, they would give them liquid chlorophyll and they would heal just as fast. So number one, build your blood. And when you have healthy blood, you're going to have a healthy body, healthy organs, healthy brain, healthy gut. Everything works better. Number two, chlorophyll is a fat-based pigment. Now, all of your health issues start at the cellular level and the mitochondria within that cell. You've got to keep your cell walls permeable, but nutrients can get in and toxins can get out. And the way to do that is with healthy fats. Now, because chlorophyll is a fat-based pigment, it can heal those cell walls. So I tell people, when you have dirty windows, you can't see out and sunlight can't get in. And the same thing with your cell walls. If they're not permeable and they're damaged or your cells are ill, you can't get nutrients in and the toxins can't get out. So think of chlorophyll as window washers for your cell walls. Keeps everything working really well. If you can't get rid of the toxins, then that starts damaging the mitochondria. And then the bacteria starts gathering and the cell becomes acidic. And that leads to all sorts of diseases. And back in the 40s, there was a German scientist by the name of Otto Warburg who won a Nobel Prize for discovering that cancer can only exist in a cell if the cell is acidic. So the key to health is to keeping your cells more alkaline. And chlorophyll is the best way to do it. Plus, it makes sure that those cell walls are working. So that's number two.
That's excellent. When we come back, we're going to pick up on number three. That is very important. We're going to share more with you. But go and check out this website. It's energybits.com. That's energybits.com. You can learn more. You could read some of the science. There's some really great sections on even learning more about blogs and studies. And we're going to give you a very special code. So just know when you come back, you could either visit the website now over the break at energybits.com. You can use the code Dr. Mark, that's Dr. Mark, and get 20% off the entire site to try it for yourself. We placed all this great information on the radio section underneath americasnaturaldoctor.com in case you're driving and you can't write it down. So stick with us because when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more on your health with our very special guest.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Welcome back. Today you're learning everything you needed to know that you didn't know about algae. We're learning so much stuff. The benefits of omega-3s, the different nutrients and vitamins, 3 times higher protein than steak, beta carotene, 20 carrots you would have to eat to get the benefits and some of these amounts of different algaes that we're using. Dr. Mark, I know before we went to the break, Catherine was telling us a lot about different educational things, especially when it comes to chlorella.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to her a bit more about the function of chlorella or spirulina if she wants in terms of immunity, because a lot of our listeners, of course, are very interested as to what they can do nutritionally to support your immune system during this crazy time in our world.
I know. And it's been very stressful for us. And that's why we're eager to get this out to people because it's so effortless and so impactful. So I'm just going to wrap up on chlorella. As I mentioned, it's very high in chlorophyll, which is very cleansing to your blood, cleansing to your
your gut, heals your cell walls, pulls out toxins. It also has other nutrients like RNA and DNA and the highest tryptophan in the world, all of which help make it a health and wellness algae. Generally, we recommend the chlorella, which we call recovery bits, because it helps you recover your health or recover from your day or recover from sports. We recommend you take them at night because your body goes through a detox and repair cycle at night. So most people are taking the spirulina during the morning, the afternoon, before a workout, because that's when you want energy and your hunger satisfied, and to take the chlorella tablets before you go to bed to ensure that you get a nice detox and a repair so that your immune system is supported. But both of them do support your immune system. We generally recommend the chlorella more as an immune builder, but they both would support the immune system. And right now, because there's so much stress and there's, you know, the COVID is not going away, I want to tell you of a couple of interesting attributes of both the algae and why they can support you in your immune health and get you through this difficult period. And indeed, hopefully stay with you because they are so easy to take and replace so many other vitamins and minerals. You'll save money, you'll save time, and probably save your health. So let's talk about spirulina from the immune support aspect. It's particularly related to COVID. And this is all science-based, and it's on our website if you want to see the actual science documents. People will be, you've seen pictures, with who you can't not have lived not to see pictures of this COVID virus itself, and it has these tentacles. And those tentacles attach to your cells. They use that to get into your body to invade. Well, the way it enters your body is through something called an ACE2 receptor cell. I know that's a lot of jargon, it's a lot of science, but they're specialized cells, and most of them are in your nose and also your throat and in your lungs. But this is how the virus enters your body. Well, spirulina, that blue phycocyanin that I mentioned earlier, for whatever reason, it sits on top of that ACE2 receptor cell, so the COVID virus cannot enter your body. Boom, right? It's like having your own armor protecting you. And again, I'm not saying anything that's not in the science. And in fact, the University of Pittsburgh Pharmacology Department has developed a COVID virus vaccine nose spray that's based on this very premise. Because when you spray it into your nose, this is, that's where most of the viruses are entering, and you have this ability to intercept the virus, it just does not enter your body. So that's number one about spirulina. It's only the phycocyanin that does this. By the way, that phycocyanin has also been studied and found to stop the growth of blood vessels to tumors, which is another very powerful immune and health benefit. But other than that, either spirulina or chlorella, although generally we recommend the chlorella, have all the nutrients that your body needs to protect you and have a strong immune system. Now, a lot of people don't know what the immune system is, and it's basically broken down into two main categories. I call it, you know, your one is sort of your surveillance system, like you might have at your house. That's your skin and your nose. And so when an invader invades, it sends off an alert, sort of like if it triggers your alarm system at your house. And then the second part of your immune system is what I would call the police department. So once the trigger has been made and people know there's an invader, the police would come to your house. Or what happens is in your body, it goes, oh gosh, there's something that shouldn't be here. We better defend ourselves, you know, go and find it, kill it, and get rid of it. And there are cells that have interesting names like B cells, T cells, killer cells, macrophages, and they're all made in your gut, which is your lower intestine. But here's the thing. Just like when you have a dinner party, if you don't go out and buy groceries, you can't have a dinner party, right? Because what are you going to serve? Well, if you don't give your immune system the nutrients it needs to cook up these T cells, B cells, and killer cells, it can't defend you properly either. Giving your body just white pasta or popcorn or, you know, whatever, does not have the zinc and chlorophyll and vitamin A and all these nutrients. There's about 12 that your immune system needs to defend you. And what I love about algae is it has them all. So it's effortless. Now you can be feeding not only your body and your energy and your overall wellness, but you're feeding your immune system. And you're not having to go out and buy special foods or special supplements. It just happens automatically. So right now, because we're under a lot of stress, and by the way, chlorella also helps with your sleep because it has 5 times the amount of tryptophan as turkey. A lot of people are drinking. I did not
encourage that, but I do want you to know that, again, chlorella detects alcohol as a toxin and pulls it out, so you will never have a hangover. But both of them are very, very valuable and, as I said, effortless. Just swallow a few for wellness purposes. I think 5 or 10 tablets a day would be sufficient. If you want the detox, you need more because it needs to attach to the toxins and be able to pull them all out. But when you think about how easy it is and you switch over to algae, which is a food, so your body recognizes it and you absorb 99% of it, you see how efficient it is. I call algae intelligent food because it knows what to do in your body and you need to be intelligent to take it.
Yeah, for sure. And goodness, our time is just running by here. We got about 2 minutes left. And I want to be able to tell our listeners a little bit more. When they go to your website, that's energybits.com, and use the code DRMARK, they can get 20% off the site. But they're going to wonder, what is the difference between Energy Bits and Beauty Bits? Is there a difference there that we could kind of wrap up real quick and share with our audience?
Yeah, there isn't. And the reason why there's two is, as you recall, I started this because of my sister. And so women's health was very, very important to me. And I noticed when I first started that women were not buying our Energy Bits. And my girlfriends literally said, it's because they don't like the packaging and you need to make it pink and give it a cute name. Now, because the spirulina is so loaded with protein and antioxidants that build your skin, build your collagen, I thought, okay, sure, I'll do whatever it takes to help women feel comfortable with algae. So I made a second brand of spirulina and called it Beauty Bits. It is identical to Energy Bits. So one of my friends said, oh, it looks like you've got a boy spirulina and a girl spirulina. So if that helps you understand what they are, you know, that's probably the easiest way to describe them. And those, again, are the ones that give you energy, build your skin and hair, and help satisfy your hunger. Chlorella, which is the wellness algae, which helps you recover from illness or protect you from illness, that's the green bag called Recovery Bits because chlorella, again, is a green algae. And then we offer a fourth product, which is called Vitality Bits. And it's a blend of the two algae. So if you can't buy your algae separately because they're too expensive or you just want simplicity, Vitality Bits is the solution for you because you'll get a little bit of the energizing from spirulina and a little bit of the wellness from the chlorella. Now, I do want to point out just before we go, I don't want people to have sticker shock when they go to our website. A bag of 1,000 tablets, which should last you 2 or 3 months, by the way, is $120, but with your discount code Dr. Mark, it'll bring it down to $96. But what I want you to know is that I used that NASA quote that said 1 gram of algae has the same nutrition as 1,000 grams of vegetables. And in that one bag of 1,000 tablets, that has the same nutrition equal to 551 pounds of vegetables. Now, at $3 a pound, that would be $1,500. And by the way, that's 551 pounds of vegetables you didn't have to carry home, clean, cook, or eat. So that's why I say it's efficient nutrition, just to, you know, safe for children, safe for pets, grandparents, no contraindications. Spirulina is a game changer for your health and for the earth as well. It's the most sustainable crop in the world. That's why it gets endorsed by so many organizations, including the movie Netflix movie Seaspiracy that said algae is the answer to saving the oceans. So you'll see what I'm talking about once you start taking the tablets every day. It's an everyday thing.
So thank you so much, Catherine, for taking the time to join me and Dr. Spangler today. Always fun to learn more and to talk to someone who has a true passion about their craft and wanting to educate people on so many different levels. Hope to talk to you again.
I'd love to, anytime.
All right. Well, listeners, don't forget, if you get lost along the way, all of this great information can be found at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Hit the radio tab. We also have a custom podcast with over 278 episodes and read some of our health breakthroughs. But remember, visit energybits.com. Use the code DRMARK, Dr. Mark, to get 20% off to incorporate these great formulations within you and your family. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.